بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. After Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, the next Surah is Surah An-Nisa. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the theme that we spoke about was Almighty Allah made indication that just having the book of Almighty Allah alone was not sufficient for a person to remain on Sirat al-Mustaqim. The people known as the Bani Israel, they had the book of Allah, but they did not have the quality of shukr for the gift Allah had given them. They had the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the Rijal of Allah. They had the Kitab of Allah, but they were not appreciative of their gift. Rather, they found it as a burden. Because of which, when commands, difficulties, trials were brought around us, then they were not ready to submit to Almighty Allah, which is known as the quality of Islam. In the second surah, which is known as Surah Ali Imran, we spoke about a theme that another thing which pushes a man off the path after making dua to Almighty Allah, that, O Allah, you granted us hidayah to this path, do not now allow us to veer off this path. Two things were mentioned in the surah, highlighted in the surah. One was the love for things which are beautiful around man, wealth, woman, power. And the other was the environment that man finds himself in, where he finds a lot of non-Muslims around him, and many of them of very superior rank and power. They have a lot to offer him. Allah Tabarakala showed that muwalat, qalbi, mawaddat, love for them with the heart must never be created. An indication was made that this is such a nation, such a group, that when they could not show respect to the real men of Almighty Allah, to the unique family which is known as the family of Imran, when they could not show respect to Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, where are they going to show respect to the people of this ummah? So Almighty Allah has made indication, understand who your friends are, who your enemies are. In Surah Nisa, another major thing that takes man off the spot, which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, for every nation there was a fitna. Fitna in the Arabic language doesn't mean something evil. It means a trial, a test. For every nation there was some fitna. And the fitna of my ummah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, is an-nisa, it is woman. Normally when we hear of woman being a trial and a fitna, the first thing that comes to mind is, it means a pretty face, it means a woman I'm inclined to. However, in the beginning of the surah, Almighty Allah does not make mention of that. Indication of that will come later on. That's an understood fitna, an understood trial. The surah begins, however, and for many pages Almighty Allah discusses this, that what takes a person off the path of Sirat al-Mustaqim, it is sometimes when he finds himself with power, and in front of him is someone what the world will today call the weaker sex. It doesn't only have to be a woman in front of him. It can be also an orphan in front of him. Someone who cannot stand up for his own rights. When a man finding in front of him someone weaker gets filled with the sifat of zulm, oppression, then he loses track of this, that he is actually walking on a path, that if he is pushed either to the right or to the left, he will head straight into Jahannam. While walking on this path, he must be so worried of not only slipping himself, but of getting pushed off. His every concern must be that the happiness of my Allah must be surrounding me. If while walking on the path this is his condition, then he will never have the himmah and courage to start oppressing others on the spot. Showing an oppressive nature to others, it what brings upon him the anger of Almighty Allah. When that anger falls, how will that man then say, "Oh Allah, make sure I don't slip, make sure I don't fall." Rather with zulm, he is asking Almighty Allah to push him off the path. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a sahabi radiallahu anhu hitting his slave. From behind he said to him, "Remember how much power you have over him. Almighty Allah got much more power over you." That one sentence was sufficient to change the entire nazar, understanding of sahaba radiallahu anhum. That sahabi radiallahu anhu could have then said, "Oh Allah's Nabi, I will never hit him again." He would go one step further. So much fear he had. What if I do hit him? He said, to ensure that I never oppress him again, the easiest and the best solution for me will be, he said, I free him for the pleasure of Allah. The beginning of the surah starts with this, that there is a woman in every man's life. One is his wife, one is his sister, one is perhaps an orphan, a young girl who had lost her father, and because of him being a nearby or a distant relative, or someone in charge of the tribe or the family, or a very senior person, he was told to see to the needs of this young girl. She has come with a lot of wealth from her father. It was in her inheritance. She is expecting and trusting on this man that he will look after her rights. But when he finds in front of him someone who can't ask for their own rights, when the issue of inheritance is put in his hand, because he is the eldest son, now the sisters also want their share. But where are they going to even ask? How dare they ask? In this surah, Almighty Allah makes indication the fitna of woman, where man, if he cannot control himself, and he oppresses what the world will call the weaker sex, then he should understand that forget getting the help of Almighty Allah on Sirat-e-Mustaqim, he is actually asking Almighty Allah to push him off the spot. The surah starts, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqoo rabbakum, O mankind, fear your Allah. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا, that Allah who created you from one, meaning Nabi Adam alayhi salam, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا, from that very one then Almighty Allah created the spouse, that was Hazrat Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً, and then from the joining of a man and a woman, Almighty Allah established the system of men and women, boys and girls spreading out into the world. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ, Almighty Allah says, that Allah on whose name you'll ask each other. A lot of things are asked in the name of Allah. Amongst those things that are asked, the boy wants to get married. He's interested in a girl. That girl is not permissible for him. She will become permissible with the name of Almighty Allah. That is why that nikah will take place. In the name of Allah, this girl is handing herself. Her father is handing her over to you. That sentence, in the name of Allah. Almighty Allah says, remember you took this thing on the name of Allah. Fear that Allah, in whose name the question was put forward, in whose name the transaction was made. Wal arham, Almighty Allah says, and fear family relations. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا, remember Almighty Allah is looking over your deeds. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said it so beautifully. He said, لَا يُسْأَلُ الرَّجُلْ فِي مَا ضَرَبَ إِمْرَأَةً, a man hits his wife. The next day they see on around her eye, they see the mark, they see the scar. No one is going to ask what happened. That girl is not going to say to anyone, she's too shy. She cannot speak about the zulm and oppression, the hard nature of her husband, who outside the house is smiling in such a manner that everyone regards him as the sheep of the town. But when he enters into the house, he becomes a wolf. In front of him now, no word is too evil except that it will come on his tongue. For him to lift up his hand is not difficult. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned That no man is going to be asked what happened last night. That woman is not going to tell anyone. What will prevent that man from lifting up his hand? This hadith, the muhaddithin brought it in the chapter of muraqabah. Muraqabah from this word, raqiba. That remember, Almighty Allah is watching over you. When that man understands there is someone more powerful coming, then his hand will not lift up anymore. Then he will go to his very wife and say, that will you please forgive me? In the fear of a mightier power, man forgets all his anger. Almighty Allah says, when that man and woman come together, and there is no one around him, he must remember that there are two, the third is Almighty Allah. That is man's relationship with his wife. وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَىٰ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَبَدَّلُوا الْخَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ حُوبًا كَبِيرًا. Similarly, the weaker comes in front of man. He has been made in charge of the estate. A yatim, an orphan, has been brought into his protection. Almighty Allah says, the wealth of the orphan belongs to him. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. Don't go and eat his wealth. Don't go and use his wealth. Don't go and invest his wealth and you are enjoying the profits. Remember, this is a major sin. Just because he is weak today does not mean there is no one to stand up for his rights. If he cannot stand up for his right, remember, Almighty Allah has always taken the side of the weaker. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَىٰ. Sometimes it's an orphan girl that has been put in the company, in the protection of an individual. She's a very wealthy girl. He can get her married to himself, or he can get her married to somebody else. If she has to get married to somebody else, she will fetch a very high mihr. That mihr will go to her. And she herself has come with a lot of wealth. This man becomes maghloob, overpowered with what is called his own feelings, his inner thoughts. He forgets that this girl's father, trusting on this individual, had put his daughter in the hands of this person. That I am going to pass away and there is no one to look after my daughter. Trusting on this individual, he left that girl helpless in the hand of this man. Almighty Allah says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُوا فِي الْيَتَامَىٰ. If that person really wants to get married to that girl, then he has to think, will I be just with regards to her? She has no one now to complain to. If I am only marrying her because of the wealth around her, I don't like her, then I will not be just with her. If I am going to get married to her, a mihr must be set. Because I'm more in charge of her than she over herself, I can set any mihr. I don't even have to give her much. I can promise her I don't give her anything. Almighty Allah says, even if the thought comes in your mind that because this girl is helpless, she will not be able to stand up for her rights in front of you, Almighty Allah says, don't take the jump and get married to her, because it will be day after day of zulm, and in that zulm you will destroy your entire self. If you feel you will not be just with regards to this yatima, to this orphan girl, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُم مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. Then there are so many other women around. Go and get married to some other woman. Another woman who will have her family to stand up for her rights. Who will be able to ask for her mihr. Who will be able to take a mihr. Who will be able to complain to somebody when you are troubling, interfering, when you are overdoing it with her. If you fear that you will not be able to be just with the yatima, go and get married somewhere else. Masna wa thulatha wa ruba. Whether you want to take two wives, but do not become an oppressor. You want to take three, you want to take four, but avoid that yatima, that orphan girl. If you feel that when she will enter my marriage, and she will have no tongue with which to ask for her rights, that will spur me on to oppress her, then don't ever walk into the field of oppression, because you will push yourself off the path. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. And then Almighty Allah says, and then forget the yatima. Now that you went and you got married to two, three or four, permission was given. But even before taking that step, before taking the step of taking a second wife, third wife, fourth wife, again you must think that when I will take that second wife, will I manage to remain just between my wives? If you fear you will not manage to remain just, if you fear that you will now incline totally to one and forget the other, you will fulfill the rights of one and you will leave the other one crying and hanging. Fawahida, Almighty Allah says, then suffice in this world on one. Wherever you feel a field of zulm and oppression is going to open up, you will become a zalim. Don't ever venture into that field. And if you feel that even with one woman, one wife, you will not manage to fulfill her rights, O ma malakat aymanukum, Almighty Allah says, then go for a slave. Fulfill your desires in a slave. A slave has less rights. It will be easier to fulfill. ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا أَلَّا تَعُولُوا Almighty Allah says, you must make your decision before jumping into it. If you think about this here, أَدْنَا, there will be a greater chance that you will not أَلَّا تَعُولُوا, that you will not veer off into the path of zulm. Mufassirin write, look how unique Almighty Allah said, ذَلِكَ أَدْنَا, that even here now, it is not definite that you will not veer off the path, that you will not become a zalim. But there's a greater chance, meaning what? That even with one wife, a man must realize and remember, it is harder with two, it is harder with three, it is harder with four. It is easier with one, it is even more easier with a slave girl. But even then, if a man is not careful, looking at the weaker one in front of him, he will also become a zalim. Every day he must think, that there is an Allah who one day I will have to answer to. Will I be able to answer to Almighty Allah why I was so rude? Why I lifted up that hand and slept? Why I was unable to control my anger? Will I be able to? A Sahabi radiallahu anhu came and complained about his slaves. It was not about a wife. He complained about his slaves. He said, they lie, they steal, they cheat. And because of that, I swear, I hit, I become angry with them. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's answer was unique. And the manner it would penetrate the heart of Sahaba radiallahu anhu was unique. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a day of justice will come when a scale will be put up. Whatever wrong, stealing, lying, whatever they have done will be put on that one pan. And whatever you had done, swearing, shouting, hitting, that will be put on the other. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, when both are put and measured, if it comes out equal, or if it comes out that their zulm was more and yours was less, then mubarak, there is no problem for you. He says, however, if it happens that what you had done is even worse than what they had done to you, if it's found that your hiding, hitting them, shouting at them is more heavier than what they had done, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, then remember the fire of Jahannam will not go in their direction, it will come towards you. That Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, O Allah's Nabi, then I find no alternative except to free them all for the pleasure of Allah. That if I cannot manage to be a boss, except that I have to make zulam, then rather don't be that boss. If I cannot manage to keep so many wives in my nikah, then don't take so many wives. Some people have misunderstood from this verse, looking at another verse in Quran, where Almighty Allah made it clear that you will be unable to make complete justice amongst your wives. فَلَا تَمِيلُوا كُلَّ الْمَيْلِ So minimum is, don't incline totally towards one side and leave out the other. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote about this, that some people looking at that verse, perhaps they were not too happy with the issue in Islam, that Islam did allow a second wife, a third wife, a fourth wife. But because living in an environment where our minds have become poisoned and polluted with a shaitani system around us, sometimes we look at verses of Quran also, issues of Islam also, in the light of the poison of what we call a shaitani Western world. In that poison, the issue of a second, third, fourth nikah has become either something which we regard as despicable, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us all, or it is something we regard as a joke. If we hear of someone taking a second, a third, a fourth, for us it is an issue of laughing, forgetting that all our great people from who our Islam came, amongst them the second, third and fourth was part of their life. It was never a joke. It was never a sin. It was never a laughing matter. Rather the opposite, that if they had to look at us today, they would have felt that your condition is a laughing matter. They would have perhaps explained to the world that how did you all ever leave this great permission that Almighty Allah had given? In it there was protection for so many women of the world. In it there was the warding off of zina and adultery. In it there was a protection of a man's iffat, that sometimes a man does not find his desire fulfilled with one, yet he is living in an environment where there are so many other women around him. Now he finds an inclination towards somebody else, but the system of the world will not allow him to marry her. Yes, it will allow him to have relations with her. He can take her as his girl, as his sweetheart. Then people will say, wow and amazing. Everyone will give a small grin. He can take her as his secretary. He can take her as his playmate. But the day he takes her as his wife, and that day the people who even knew of the haram he was doing yesterday, on that day they behave as though he has now committed the haram. Such an attitude, may Allah save us all, is very close to the brinks of kufr. To understand this verse, Almighty Allah has shown, do not take a second, third and fourth. If man feels he will not be able to be just, the meaning of justice here is in the issues which are ikhtiyari, which is within the capability of man. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, O Allah, in what I am able to do, I will be just. Do not take me now to task for that which I am unable to do. Unable means the issue of love. It is natural the heart of man can only incline in one direction more than the other. It's called inclination of the heart. There will be love for more, one wife more than the other. However, the demand of justice is, despite loving one more than the other, if you are spending one night with one, then the next night will be the other. You will be fair to them in terms of the nights you spend with them, in terms of the amount of wealth you spend on them, in the terms of the clothing that you give them, in the terms of the amount of time and how nicely you spend time with them. Be fair and be just. Just because one has become older and the other one is younger, don't approach one with an evil attitude, with a rude attitude, and to the other one you are very sweet and well-natured. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke a lot about man being just between his wives. Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you fear, you will be unable to be just. You will be unable to fulfill the demands of justice. Then suffice on one, why? To become a zalim is not good for the people of Islam. وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. When the woman comes into your marriage, Almighty Allah says that mihr, that mihr that you had promised, that mihr that was written in the book, that mihr that was loudly said at the time of the nikah, now when you are with that girl, give her that mihr. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. Nihla, happily give it to her. It's her gift. Now there's no need to keep it. Unfortunately, there are customs, there are ways in certain people, certain communities, that that mihr never touches the hand of that girl. It goes straight into the cupboard of not the girl, but the mother of the boy, as though that mihr never left, that mihr was never given. It was a promise to the girl, but it would never go to the girl. That girl will ask, can I have the jewelry? They'll show it to her and they'll take it away from her. If a talaq has to take place in that family, that mihr will not be given to her. She will never see the jewelry. Allah Ta'ala declared this as zulm. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. What is hers, give it to her. فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا. Then from her own side, without you persisting, without you asking, it's obvious if a husband on the first night says to his wife, you want your mihr? It's obvious she's not going to say yes. No woman has such a nature that she will say, give it to me right now. Allah tabarak ta'ala hasn't shown that if she gives it to you, فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ, if her inside is happy for you to take from it. You must be convinced her inside is happy. You can later on not say that she told me I can take it. If her inside is happy for you to take some of it, Allah tabarak ta'ala says, فَكُلُوهُ, then you may utilize it, هَنِيًا مَرِيًا, there will be no problem. The orphan has come into your house, orphan girl or the orphan boy, now they are growing up. Now the time comes that you have to give them their wealth. Almighty Allah says that your job was to see to their needs. وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا, that wealth on which Allah made you responsible. If you find at the moment they have reached bulugh, but their minds are still not on a level that they will know how to look after this wealth, then for a while don't give it to them all. وَرْزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا, give them a little of it. Allow them to use little under your eye. وَكْسُوهُمْ, give them clothing, let them go and buy a little. وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, and when they come and ask, I want my money, then speak in a nice manner. Do not be rude to them. And explain to them how you are going to give it, when you are going to give it. وَبْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَى, continue testing them, seeing the nature, the level of their intelligence. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُ النِّكَاحِ, until they reach that age, that they now are fit to get married. Now you can't carry on holding that money back. Now it is theirs. فَإِنْ آنَسْتُم مِّنْهُمْ رُشْدًا, if you now see that they are ready, you see intelligence in them, فَادْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, it is their money. You can't keep that. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوهَا, remember, during the time when that wealth is by you, do not eat the wealth of the orphan, إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَيْ يَكْبَرُوا, in the fear that very soon is going to get big, then I will not manage to use this. وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًّا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ, Almighty Allah says, if you are wealthy yourself, then stay far away from the wealth of the orphan. وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا, and if you are pure, poor, and you have been made in charge, فَلْيَأْكُلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, then Shariat allows that because you are looking after him, because he is in the house, you do not have enough to look after his needs, then you can use his wealth, and everyone can eat, and a little of his wealth will come in your food. فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فَأَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا, and when the day comes to give him his wealth, then bring witnesses also. Don't always try and keep it as a hidden matter, that you say, I gave him everything. Bring witnesses, so that they also can see that you were fair in your dealings with him. When you will remember, I'll have to bring a witness in this, then you will see how proper you will do. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا, otherwise, Almighty Allah was more than sufficient to make the hisab of this, to see were you really fair in giving him. Did you hold back 1 cent? Did you hold back 1 rand? Normally when it comes to money, the man will always speak that how much I did from my side and how much I gave you. But we all know when the tax man has to come in, then everyone then starts perspiring. Then everyone understands his calculations was not as good as he was making it sound. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا, Almighty Allah says, Allah is more than sufficient to do the calculation. But you bring an insan also, another man into the matter. Let somebody else see how particular you were in giving that orphan all of his money. Don't just try and make it a close matter between the two of you. Almighty Allah then goes into the issue of inheritance, because this is when the open zulm of man normally takes place. Almighty Allah says, this is a famous verse of the Quran Kareem. This is a verse which is quite difficult for a hafiz of the Quran, because different ayat. This is one of those verses which are unique. Very few of the verses of Quran you will find in so much of detail explaining a certain law. Majority of the laws were left for the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is that one verse where the details of inheritance, how much the mother must get, how much the father will get, how much the daughter will get, how much the son will get, how much the sister will get, how much the brother will get. Everything in detail has been mentioned. يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ, Allah tabarak ta'ala says, understand this to be a wasiyat. Normally in man's terms, wasiyat means that someone is going to pass away, That last advice that he gives is called a wasiyat. It is called taqidi nasihat, a very firm advice. My final parting advice to you. Almighty Allah starts this verse, yusikum Allah, that understand this as a wasiyat from Almighty Allah. Meaning it is not just an advice, it is a muakkad, taqidi. It's a very firm advice that the laws of inheritance have already been determined by Almighty Allah. When that money comes in your hands and you are the bigger brother, don't look at the amount and don't start thinking about why so and so must get. She doesn't need so much. Why this one must get? They don't need so much. I'd rather keep this money. I'm looking after my mother. So me, I'm looking after my mother. I am the most entitled to all of this or to majority of it. And as for the others, on the very night that my father passes away, on the very night that he passed away, I sit with my sisters, I sit with my younger brothers, and I loudly ask them in front of my mother, you'll want your money. Who at that moment is going to say, I want my money? Exactly as Almighty Allah mentioned previously, فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ, only if you are sure that from the bottom of their heart, they are giving you that wealth, then you may utilize it. If you have asked them and put them in a position that they were unable to say, yes, I do want my money. At the end of this verse, Almighty Allah says, تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. Remember the laws of Almighty Allah have been mentioned in inheritance. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, who will obey Allah and the Messenger of Allah, he will find Allah entering him into gardens under which rivers will flow. He will remain in that forever and ever. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, he has got open success forever and ever. What obedience? Obedience to the laws of inheritance. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. Almighty Allah says, as for that individual, when he sees that money in front of him, and he understands his sister is the weaker of the sexes, who she is going to scream to, who she is going to cry, I am in charge of everything, who disobeys Allah, who disobeys the Rasul of Allah, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ, and who passes those laws which Almighty Allah had stipulated, he knocks them down, he jumps over them, يُدْخِلْهُ. Listen to this verse. This is one of those very frightening verses of Quran. Almighty Allah says, Allah will enter him into the fire. خَالِدًا فِيهَا. He will remain in that fire forever and ever. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For him will be the most terrible punishment. Ulama have mentioned that Khalid, Khulud, forever and ever, is a punishment that has been specifically set for the non-Muslim. A person with Iman, one day will definitely be pulled out by Almighty Allah mentioning Khalidan fiha, forever and ever. Perhaps there's an indication he will remain in the fire for so long. That if you want to call the duration forever and ever, you will have a right to call it. May Allah tabarak ta'ala save us all. Zulam on this path is not the work of a believer. A believer has to every second worry that my Allah must not remove his shield of protection from me. Otherwise I will fall off this path. Christians fell off the path. Jews fell off the path. The people of Iman got no guarantee that they will manage to always walk on this path. May Allah tabarak ta'ala protect us all from every type of zulm. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la yahillu lakum an tarithu an-nisaa karha. Almighty Allah again brings man back to the issue of that woman in front of him. Almighty Allah says, O people of Iman, it is not permissible for you that you inherit the woman by force. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimullah most beautifully explained this verse. There was one way in the times of Arabs, they would inherit the woman herself. Inherit the woman herself means that the father would pass away. The wife of the father, that woman would become part of the inheritance. But in Islam, that was not allowed at all. However, there was another type of what is called forced inheritance, which never meant the being of the woman, but it meant the wealth of the woman. O people of Iman, it is not permissible for you to make yourself the inheritor of the wealth of a woman by force. Meaning, her husband passed away. That money is supposed to be her money. But because you are the mother in the house, meaning the husband's mother, or you are the husband's brother, or you are the husband's sister, then you say that this girl How dare she take the money of the family? But that was her money. It is not permissible for you to become the inheritor of her wealth, karhan, by force, that she's still alive. You are not her inheritor, but you are not allowing. You say to that woman, pack up and get out of this house. Don't you dare ask for anything in this house. Almighty Allah says, remember, this is not the work of the people of Iman. We have seen, and man will continue seeing, wherever zulm in the issues of inheritance took place, in the issues of giving the rights of one party was not observed, Almighty Allah crushed that entire family. The next generation never saw the good days which the previous generation saw. Zulm's results come very fast after. One generation will see good days, and with their very own eyes, they will see the fall of the entire empire. Almighty Allah says, what money is hers, you cannot take that money by force. وَلَا تَعْدُلُوهُنَّ Sometimes it happens that a divorce has taken place. Now she wants to get married to somebody else. وَلَا تَعْدُلُوهُنَّ Do not prevent her from marrying somebody else. لِتَذْهَبُوا بِبَعْضِ مَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ Just so that you can take back all of that which you had already given. In that same example, a husband has passed away. The woman is living in the house. She got her inheritance from her husband, but everything is not given to her. They tell her, you are our daughter. She is the daughter-in-law of the house. You will stay here. You will eat with us. You will stay with us. No problem. A time comes now, she wants to get married. When she wants to go out, then they all stop her. And they say, how dare you get married? How can you do that to my brother? How can you do that to my son? And if you want to get married, then you go, but you leave everything behind. لِتَذْهَبُوا Almighty Allah says, just so that you can take back what you had given her previously, meaning before this wealth was put in her hands, and her husband who passed away, she inherited from him. Many things in the house, he had given it over to her. Now you want to take it back? That is not fair at all. إِلَّا أَيَّأَتِينَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ مُبَيِّنَ Almighty Allah makes indication that there will be, however, an example where that woman herself, she gets involved in some evil. Then it's the fault of her side. At that time, Shariat will allow certain laws. One is the law of khula, where a husband and wife, they say that we rather separate because of the mistake and the error that the woman had done. But that husband says to her, that you just want me to give you a divorce like that, whereas the mistake is yours. At that time, that woman should think that she spoiled the nikah. So she should rather tell her husband that mehr that you had once upon a time given me, I will give it to you. And now you give me a divorce so that I can go on my path. And if I am involved with another man, perhaps I can make it halal. That's one surat, one time where man will be allowed to take back. Otherwise, to take back the wealth that has gone into the hands of a woman, Allah Tabarakala says, that is not halal for the people of Iman. وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ While you are the husband over this woman, Allah Tabarakala says, behave with her in a lovely manner. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ There will be definitely times when you will be unhappy with certain things. Which woman doesn't have some nature which is a little crooked? Which woman doesn't have a tongue which sometimes become a little sharp? But that is why Almighty Allah had made an, as though to say Almighty Allah had made an intercession in this verse. وَآشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh one time explained it so beautifully. He said, there's a very wealthy man, a very generous man, a very powerful man. But he has in his house a daughter who has some deficiency in either a part of her body or slightly that she is not the most beautiful of girls. She got some fault, whatever the fault is. And then a proposal comes for this girl, looking at the father, looking at the power of the father, thinking of that girl most likely must be a very beautiful girl, whatever the issue is. When that father goes to speak to the boy who has proposed, he will explain to him that, oh my son, I want to tell you that my daughter has a fault in her. And this fault will sometimes really irritate you. Will you be able to manage with it? If that boy says at that time, that after I have given you my promise that I will look after your daughter, do you think it is right for me now to find that fault and to make that the biggest thing? Hazrat Maulana said, after that day, this father will give himself over to that boy. The wealth of the father will become the boy's wealth. The life of the father will become the life of that boy. That father will do everything to see to the needs of this boy. He says in a similar manner, if you want to see happiness in your life, then you show, make your wife happy with the intention that, oh Allah, you put her as a captive in my arm. And you asked me, وَآشِرُوهُنَّ, that treat her in a lovely manner. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ, if perhaps you dislike something in her, فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا, it is possible that you will dislike something. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهِ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا, whereas in that very thing that you dislike, how possible it is, in that very thing Allah has written so much of goodness for you. Meaning in sabr over that slight difficulty, your doors and doors will open up. In your controlling your anger in that slight difficulty, Almighty Allah will shower His favors upon you. If you want to see happiness opening up in your life, make the one who is your partner happy, and Almighty Allah will open up His happiness. وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ, and if man finally finds that he cannot manage to make so much of sabr, and he wishes now to let one wife go, and he wants to take another. وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا, talaq has been allowed, but the manner of talaq has been discussed. If you have given that girl qintaran, huge heaps of wealth, at the mihr you gave her a lot, after in nikah you gave her, during her life you gave her, and now you want to give her a talaq, فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا, Almighty Allah says now, do not even think of taking back anything from her. أَتَأْخُذُونَهُ بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ, Almighty Allah says, how can you even think of taking it back? وَقَدْ أَفْضَى بَعْضُكُمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ, you had made it as a mihr, the two of you all had met in privacy, you had spent time together, what that mihr was given for, the demands of that was fulfilled. وَأَخَذْنَ مِنْكُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا, she had taken from you a very strong promise. That promise was, it was called saduqat, it was called a mihr, it was called, you are giving yourself over to me, here is some money for you. That money that you once upon a time gave her, وَكَيْفَ تَأْخُذُونَهُ, Almighty Allah says, with what feeling will you take that wealth? The beginning of the surah, Surah An-Nisa, that women are a fitna, but not the fitna that we would have thought about, that it's just a pretty face, rather the first fitna, the first test and trial that comes about with women, just because of their weakness in front of man. Man must not find himself so bold and so high. He should always remember how much power he has over them. Almighty Allah has much more power over him. If he will keep them happy, Almighty Allah will rain upon him days of happiness. If he will oppress and make zulm, then he must remember, forget the protection of Almighty Allah from being pushed out of this path. He is asking Almighty Allah in a very loud voice to push him off this path. May Almighty Allah protect us all from any type and every type of zulm. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.